Vous êtes avec SBS French.
My guest is Vincent Manning, head chef at Power Catering and Events. Welcome to SBS French, Vincent.
Thank you.
Now, you're the head chef of Power Catering and Events, an organization that specializes in cuisine that fuses Western influences, including French influences, with indigenous ingredients and indigenous cuisine. Tell us about this whole experience.
How it started, obviously, Neoka's my wife and she's indigenous, and me coming from that side of the world, I'm a chef and I've done a lot of European style training and using a lot of French techniques and things like this. So when we started talking about Power Catering and starting the company, the native ingredients were obviously very foreign to me and I didn't understand them, so there was a lot of a learning process there and how to use them. And so what naturally came as to use the European ingredients and try and fuse them together, and that's how Power Catering started.
Explain to us a little bit the French side. Do you make croissants with indigenous flavors or things like that?
It's more just the French techniques of cooking. So, yeah. For example, like when you with the sauces and the roux and the soups and things like that, then we incorporate indigenous flavors into them to make them work that way.
Yeah. And which ones would be the most popular ones? Because I've seen one of your, a big setup last year at a prestigious event. It was roughly the same time, actually, this year at Launch Vic, a very prestigious venue. And you had a large table with mouth-watering presentations. Personally, I didn't know where to start because everything looked very nice and very tasty. Yeah, which ones are the most popular?
Well, a lot of our pastries are the most popular because, like in French cooking, they use a lot of butters and pastries and things like that and all the stuff that tastes nice. And yeah, that's what people tend to go for. So to put indigenous flavors in there, yeah, it just works together, you know?
Yeah. What kind of indigenous flavors work the best?
For example, if you're using like meats and things like that, it would be like a more robust one, like a wattle seed and things like that, pepper berry maybe. And for the lighter things, you can use like the rye berries for sweets, yeah, lemon myrtles to bring citrus flavors out and things like that.
Now that you're just catering, do you have a restaurant where people can go and enjoy that, or is just on order?
Hopefully that's one for the future, the restaurant. But at the moment, we're just concentrating on the catering. We've also got a line of indigenous fusion pizza kits, which we send out. Yeah. So we've been doing them through lockdown so that the children who are in lockdown can make their own pizzas with native flavors in there and stuff as well.
Now, some of the most common native flavors that we find in every patisserie, like lemon maro or finger limes, these are almost mainstream now. Which other ones would you suggest for a non-indigenous public?
I like the river mint is very nice flavor. Yeah, that works. It doesn't taste like what you think mint does taste like. It's slightly different, more of a thymy flavor. Yeah, I like that. And also the rye berry, we use a lot of rye berry in our jams and things like that for the sweeter side of things. And we do a little range of iced teas as well, where we use the Davidson's plum, which is very good.
Yeah. And where do you source your products?
We've got a wholesaler in Melbourne at the moment, which we've been in talks through. We're using some of the native lemongrass at the moment. The Bunya Palos is the name of the company, and they do a lot of indigenous herbs.
Indigenous herbs. And do you sell the herbs as well? Because I would imagine if people taste them through catering, they would love to actually be able to also experiment that kind of cuisine in their own homes.
Yeah.
That kind of fusion.
That's another one that's in the pipeline. We're soon to be selling all the native herbs and bringing sort of kits, which is step by step, which will have the native herbs in there as well.
Yeah. And where to from now? Because now with the pandemic, everyone is stuck at home. But tell us about how you've gone through this pandemic and where to from here.
Well, it's been quite difficult, as I'd imagine it has been for everybody else in the same situation. And we've only been open for a couple of years, so we're relatively new. And it's stopped us in our tracks slightly, but we're just building on what we're going to do when it all finishes. And when everyone gets back out there, we're hoping to start off where we left off, you know, and bring in some new things, such as the pizza kits. And we've got a few other things that we're lining up at the moment. We've got a line of gin, which we're hoping to bring out, which is going to be there for with native ingredients, which is going to be ready for Christmas. So it's going to be a perfect Christmas present. And things for the corporate side of things, that'd also be a good corporate gift for a lot of people as well.
Okay, gin, because I went to a gin distillery once, and that's where I discovered actually the finger limes, because usually you use the normal lemons in your cocktails and things like that, and then I discovered the finger limes. Actually, they're just little, they look like cucumbers to me.
They're very good. We've actually got this machine at the moment where, the pearls from the finger limes, you can make them any flavour. So we've got so you can make like the strawberry or you can do like any native ingredients, and you can drop them into the water and the pearls come out. Yeah. So with the gin, you can make like indigenous cocktails and things like that. So we're looking forward to that starting.
And this is another line of products you're about to launch. Now, in the French ones, because we are talking to a French audience, obviously, today, and they're used to French cuisine. What kind of things that is most commonly used in the French cuisine that you would like to introduce to them when you fuse it with indigenous ingredients?
Okay, yeah. So the pastries that we do, a lot of French pastries and things like that, they work well with like I say, our jams. And if we use the fruits from native fruits and things, and we can use the rye berry, and also you can use things like such as lemon merle and things like that, and it works well with French pastries. And also, we do a kangaroo bourguignon.
Kangaroo bourguignon. Wow.
Yeah.
That would really, because bourguignon, you know, bourguignon, Bourgogne is a region in France. And we've got wines coming from there. Now, if you tell them kangaroo bourguignon, wow, that's...
Well, that's the thing with the French food. Like, French food's our favorite. We eat a lot of French food. And you can just replace certain things. Like, for example, you can use the kangaroo or emu and things like this. And it can still be the French dish, but with an Australian
twist. Well, with an Australian, of course, the native animal that, I don't know, some people think it's the national icon, we shouldn't be eating it, but it tastes actually very good and it's very healthy.
It's also very good for you as well, very lean meat and things like that too. So it's got a lot of health qualities, which a lot of the native ingredients do.
Yeah, and it would be good for French people who come here to now use a kangaroo bourguignon. That would be really a fantastic experience. Now, before I let you go, I've taken much of your time. Anything you'd like to add to the conversation that I may have missed?
Through the lockdown, Neoka's been very busy. She's revamped the website. We've got a lot of exciting things coming. So if people just want people to know that we haven't disappeared over this whole pandemic, and we're still here, and we'll be coming back after when we're ready, and check us out on the Power Catering website.
Vincent Manning, head chef at Power Catering and Events. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.